Now we have 5 minutes with Phil Butler. Cromer's famous End of the Pier show is back, hosted by a performer who combines comedy, magic and a love of the North Norfolk coast. How do you feel about being back in Cromer?
I have to say I'm more excited about returning to Cromer than any other year. I had the great honour of performing in Cromer Pier's 21st and 40th anniversary shows and thought that it couldn't get better than that. But the thought of doing the show after what we've all been through fills me with great joy.
What should audiences expect?
The beauty of the Cromer Pier show is that it is a traditional variety show at its heart, with singing, dancing, comedy and speciality performers. But it's also interspersed with musical theatre pieces involving the whole cast, which is never seen in any other show, to my knowledge.
What do you particularly enjoy about performing in the End of the Pier show?
There's nothing better than working with such a talented team who you know and trust. Everyone works so hard on the show in their own departments, and our director, Rob, brings them all together beautifully.
What do you love most about Cromer Pier?
There's nothing better than watching the sunsets from the pier. There really is no better place in the world. Grab a cold drink and enjoy.
Where are your favourite places in Norfolk?
I love to take a walk into Sheringham and go around the old shops, looking at all the knick-knacks and retro clothing. The lighthouse is also a favourite place to visit. I've recently taken up photography, so I'll be exploring Norfolk more extensively this year, for sure.
What have been some of the career highlights?
There have been so many, as each achievement you make becomes a highlight. I work closely with Paul Zerdin on his live TV performances on America's Got Talent, and to see him win was a thrill. I think my biggest highlight was being chosen as the first act to give a much-needed morale boost to our troops on the front line in Afghanistan, and receiving the Operational Service Medal for my time there.
How did you become a performer?
I was always a funny kid, and even then my friends predicted that I would become a comedian. I also had a love for magic, which has never left me. When I left school, I became a chef at a hotel, but shortly after starting, a venue opened across the road that employed magicians. I got a job there as an ice cream salesman and slowly worked my magic to land my dream job.
Tell us something funny about Cromer Pier.
I will, but I'll tell you in person at the show. Come and join us. You won't regret a minute of it. See you there.
Cromer Pier Show, the only full-season End of the Pier Show in the world, runs until the 2nd of October. Each show is packed with music, comedy, magic, circus and more. Host Phil Butler will be joined by a different special guest act every week. Full details and tickets from cromerpier.co.uk.